This week, television critics are in Los Angeles for the TV Critics Association's Winter Press Tour. They're getting a look at the new shows in the pipeline. NPR's own TV critic Eric Deggans is there and has become part of the story. He joins us from Culver City. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
So you're out there hearing about all these new shows coming up in the spring and the summer, and you got to look at a new CBS remake of the Rush Hour franchise. Here's a clip of it.
I'm Carter.
Carter?
Detective Carter.
Carter.
Do you just love my name or do you not understand a word I'm saying?
It's not right that they stuck you with that clown.
Thanks, man.
I was talking to the Chinese guy.
I hate that guy.
Now, you, Eric Deggans, got into a little dust-up about this show at a news conference. Tell us what happened.
Well, basically, the cast and producers of the show were meeting with the TV critics at this press tour to tell us about the new show. It's a reboot of a film franchise, and that film franchise has often been criticized for having two characters at the center of it, a wisecracking African-American detective who has relatives on the wrong side of the law, and a Chinese police officer who's adept at kung fu and doesn't understand American culture. And when I came to the pilot episode that CBS created, I was wondering if they were going to change and update the characters for modern times, and they really didn't. So I asked about that. And the producer, Bill Lawrence, who people may remember, he created Scrubs, for example. He's done a lot of interesting television. He took a little exception to my question, and we have a clip of his response.
You're coming at the question from a very negative angle, which is you know, and it's designed to put us on the defensive. But that's your prerogative. You're a journalist, you know what I mean? The second thing is, if you're talking about diversity on the show, I have a track record, very proud of the diversity on the writing staff, very proud of the diversity on this show behind the cameras. And I want to say that also not in a defensive way, because I think that if you're ever trying to prove yourself, you know, and say, like, we won half the battles, you realize you can always do better with that stuff.
Now, I want to say that Bill Lawrence is considered a pretty good guy in TV circles. And, you know, we had a great conversation, and I don't think there's any sort of bad blood between the two of us. And he acknowledged they had to start the pilot with the characters that people who like the movie would recognize, and that they hope to mature those characters as the series goes on. But this exchange, I think, sort of shows how difficult it is to raise this subject, because people immediately get defensive. And my goal as a critic is, of course, to push them to have as nuanced and as complex characters in these shows as they can manage, while still keeping the show entertaining.
Well, and it is a very successful franchise, we should say. The first Rush Hour movie grossed over $240 million when it came out, a huge hit. Does any of that matter here?
Well, but, you know, the first Rush Hour movie was a long time ago. And I think we talked about race differently in pop culture back then. And even then, that movie was criticized. So if you're going to create a TV show at a time when we have so many great shows that talk about race really well, like Black-ish on ABC or Jane the Virgin on the CW, it looks really odd to have a show where the characters don't seem to have progressed from the 1990s.
You also asked a question of Barbie Kligman, who's the executive producer of Secrets and Lies on ABC. You asked about how race might play into the plot of that show because of the casting. The patriarch is white. The kids are biracial. She said it wouldn't play a part. Let's listen.
The story I wanted to tell was a mystery thriller, and it's just about people. It's not about a specific kind of people or just people. And there was enough to mine within a family without going down the road of racial issues.
Eric, what do you think of that? The idea that a producer can cast a diverse cast and not make the show about race?
Well, it's interesting. There's a dynamic in issues of prejudice and dissecting racial issues that's called colorblindness, where people sort of willfully try to ignore race in situations where race might be a factor. And that can actually be harmful to the situation, because you're not dealing with the elephant in the room. You're trying to pretend that it doesn't exist. In a lot of storylines, you could have a multi-ethnic family and race wouldn't necessarily be an issue. But this is a crime drama. This is about a guy who was accused of killing his wife. And we know that in today's world, the issue of race and policing is very much on the front burner. And they very deliberately created a family that's multi-ethnic. If you deliberately cast a family like that, it seems like there's so much potential there. And to sort of turn away from that, there's a sense that maybe they're afraid of talking about it. And it just, to me, it would feel a little inauthentic. And the whole time I'm watching the show, I'm wondering, because certainly this family's prominent enough that they would get a lot of media coverage if one of them was accused of murder. Certainly the media would talk about that issue, even if they didn't personally. I think it pulls you out of the story a little bit. And in a way, that takes us back to where we were 5 or 10 years ago, when we had, you know, diverse casts and TV shows, but they never talked about race.
Interesting. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans in Culver City, California. Eric, thank you.
Thanks for having me.